This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
You're listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if he doesn't know the facts, he'll make them up.
Why not have the most beautiful day you possibly can? Let's make that a goal of your day today. It's Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program as we focus on some of the things that make good sense and some of the things that make no sense. And maybe there's some stuff in between. Because of my living in Massachusetts and because of my point of view with regard to waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in government, it's sort of been a mainstay of conversation in this program for many years. The latest example, the governor of Massachusetts intends to produce out of thin air $1 billion, public dollars, whether it be in tax incentives or actually paying to get somebody to develop climate technologies over the next 10 years. And some of the people in the House and the legislature support it. Some don't support it, as might be the case among the public. Most of the people who support it's not. Listen, clean energy and clean air, who wouldn't support that? It's like kissing babies, right? You're going to say, oh, I want dirty air. No, of course not.
Give me those asthma attacks.
God bless you, by the way. Asthma attacks, snot from the garbage that's in the air. Yeah, we want to clean that up. But where are we getting the money? And how are we getting the money? It's not necessarily that we don't want to clean up the air, because we do. It's how you get there. And this global, well, maybe more American, fascination with electric cars, electric this, we aren't going to be able to burn. We're building, as you have heard me talk about, I'm building a development of 63 houses down the street here. And we're hurrying up to get natural gas in before they tell us we can't have natural gas. We have to use electricity. That's where they want to go, because they'll tell you it's clean. Well, yeah, okay, you can make the argument until you get to the power plant that's making the energy and see all the smoke pouring out of the plant with the turbines moving as a result of burning coal or oil or natural gas. Or whatever.
Well, and have they updated the grid, the power grid, to even be able to handle an uptick of all of these electric-only homes?
No, they haven't. Not at all. Not even thinking about that. But why should they think about that? It's the theory that's important. So, anyway, I'm off of that that bandwagon. That train left the station, and I certainly wasn't on it. A lot of tornadoes this week, ripping through several Midwestern states. So there is a show, apparently, that's either been produced. I can't quite make this out, Jay. ABC is trying to put together an overview of what happened in the areas like Omaha, for example, where there was a lot of tornadic activity this week. So they're trying to take some of the stuff from this disaster and get people to help on their own, to donate, yada, yada. And that's not a bad thing. I just think that people who are trying to make this look like, to go back to the climate thing, oh, look at all these tornadoes. My God, what's happening? What's happening is it's spring and there are collisions of different air masses, cold air colliding with warm air, and tornadoes have been happening, I'm sure, since way before man ever wandered around the planet. So what's the big deal? Well, it's terrible. We have these tornadoes. Yeah, okay, it's fine. It was not fine, but it's fine. It's nature at its finest, if you will. Anyway, well, I saw somebody doing an overview. This is when you know there needs to be a change in, although I go down some streets sometimes that are kind of not necessarily important, but interesting stories. So somebody at NBC, because they're covering the Olympics, has decided to do a series of interviews on what the athletes will be eating when they're in Paris this summer. Is that something to glue you to the television
Tell
set?
Tell me more. I need to know this or I'm going to
exactly.
sleep tonight.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought.
But for real, what are they eating?
I don't listen. I don't care.
Avocado
I just clicked on another page and went to the winner chicken dinner department to find a story about a man who purchased a pair of Cartier diamond earrings for $14. Turns out they were worth $14,000.
For him.
Right. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. They're not my best friend. I think it's nonsense that people put those silly rocks on their hands and think it means something. It doesn't mean anything. It means that you had $14,000 to buy a ring, I guess, much as anything else. But, you know, does that mean that your love is sealed forever because somebody spent $14,000 on a ring? I hope not.
You know what's so sad is I've heard people say this myself, and I've heard of people saying this, that especially women, that if the ring he proposes with isn't big enough, she'll say no.
And see you later.
Then, if that's how you look going into the marriage, then you actually don't want to marry this person. Don't get married. You will not stay married. It's just a waste of time and money and energy.
Yeah. See you later. Anyway, do we care any more about that? I'm just interesting.
A good deal. Yeah.
That's a good deal.
Forget the fact of what it is, but something that was worth $14,000, he got it for $14? Good on
you,
sir. Way to go.
Ready to go. Delta Airlines, another emergency plane returning to JFK, was on its way to Los Angeles. Vibrations and a banging sound. And so they were up in the air for half an hour and came back again. Upon inspection, crews determined that an emergency slide from one of the 767's exits had separated from the aircraft. You know how much this has happened? It's not a lot.
How does that even happen, though?
Because it wasn't properly put into its place when they were checking it or whatever they were doing for maintenance. This is the thing that drives me bananas. Look, another Boeing plane with a problem. No! It's not the Boeing plane's fault. It's the bad management and or bad maintenance.
Human error.
Yes. And the highlight of the story is a 33-year-old plane was taken out of service and passengers placed on another 33-year-old plane to get to Los Angeles. You know what? The sky is full of planes that are a lot older than that. If they're well-maintained, it makes no difference any more than it does with your car or a bicycle. And you can say, well, I'm not at 5 miles up in the sky in my bicycle. There's something true. These planes are fabulous. They have a great service record. 767s are just fabulous planes. So bad management, bad maintenance. Don't give me any of this other stuff. Oh, another problem with a Boeing plane. So let's see here. Moving from Delta to United, passenger was fined $20,000 this week after being verbally and physically aggressive. Good. A man's physical threats caused a United flight from London to Newark to divert to Bangor. And so the judge said, behaving dangerously will cost you, pal. Here's the fine. $20,000. Cough it up. Good. That's appropriate. I'm for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Good for him. Good. Those people. That's kind of from the Get a Life department, right? Here's something that really annoys me. Newborn twins. Genetic disorder. Denied treatment by the insurance company. Don't you want to just go burn the insurance company down when you see this
that
stuff?
That is a load of crap, is what that is.
Shortly after welcoming Eli and Easton Reed into the family, twin boys were diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy. Genetic disorder damages, sometimes kills the nerve cells in the brain. No cure. Treatment includes managing the symptoms, preventing complications. They live in St. Joseph, Mississippi. The treatment included the medication Zolgensma. Family says the insurance company didn't cover it. They told them a day before the twins were born that they couldn't get it. So what do you do now? I guess there is a GoFundMe page, but... Where's the insurance? Well, I want to know what the insurance company's name
is.
Yeah,
what's the reasoning? Exactly. Like, what good are you if you're not going to insure this?
But I don't see the name of the insurance company. I want to know who the insurance company is so that we can tell people to cancel
their... them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cleveland Clinic says the infants with this kind of a problem usually die before their second birthday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And the out-of-pocket cost is about, well, for both, it would be about $4.2 million. Yeah. And, of course, there's a GoFundMe, but $4.2 million, right now the GoFundMe has about $365,000.
Yeah. Okay, other children in the news. 9-year-old boy saves his parents. We're talking about tornadoes this week. The tornado tossed their car. They both had broken backs. So this youngster in Oklahoma hailed as a hero. The pickup truck was tossed into a pile of trees. Wayne and Lindy Baker were badly hurt after the vehicle they were traveling in with their son was swept up by the tornado in Marietta, Oklahoma. Family had been heading to Dixon, Oklahoma to reach a storm shelter because there were 15 tornadoes that were headed in their direction. And they didn't get there fast enough. So at least they weren't killed like four other people were, but this is still nasty. Broken backs, broken necks, broken ribs. The youngster broke his arm. The parents were pinned in the vehicle. The son was able to leave the truck and run and get help. He ran down the road a mile in total darkness and found somebody that could help his parents. So God love that kid. 18 after the hour. This is Good Day.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free.
I went hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins.
Join the millions of people who are celebrating going hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins. Footwear you just step into and they're on.
It's crazy how something as simple as a pair of shoes have made my life better.
After trying Skechers Slip-ins, I want all my shoes to have this technology.
See what everybody can't stop talking about. Go hands-free with Skechers Slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Diego.
Hi, Diego. It's Jennifer Coolidge. You know, I just want to say your cashback match makes me feel so special. It really inspired me.
That's great. Doubling the cashback you've earned at the end of your first year is what we do.
Well, I'm doubling everything now. Double dating, double dipping, double feature, double header, double whammy. You know, basically double or nothing.
You earn, we match. Discover cashback match. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey. Do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win two free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your two free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Here we go with another exciting segment on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen and Jake Kirshner, 23 after the hour. It's time for us to visit the social media world with trending names. The first one you probably haven't heard, but yet it's a great story about a couple who met actually when they were babies in a hospital, and it appears that somehow the gods thought they ought to be together, and now they have a child of their own. They were born prematurely in the same hospital. He was 30 weeks along. She was 26 weeks along. Their families forged a friendship during the time they spent waiting in the ward there for the babies to come around. Families stayed in touch over the years. The two children grew up together. Their names are Jack and Brownwin. They realized at age 27 that they were made for each other. So, a couple of years ago, they got married, and now they have a young daughter of their own who was born at the same hospital they were born in. Isn't that a sweet story?
That's so sweet.
That's a sweet story. All right, here's Sofia Vergara and all of her majesty. That's a nice, tactful way of putting it, right?
Yes, I like it.
That's okay, good.
She is, right.
She is in a lot of the trending lists today because of her statements about what she wants in a relationship and what the deal breakers are. You look at Ms. Vergara, and if you're a man, you're going to be enticed, probably, right? You say, oh, she's a great-looking lady, because most men are that silly that all they do is look, right? They look, but they want to touch. But they don't want to engage. Where's the conversation? How do you get to know Sofia Vergara? What do you talk to her about? Well, anyway, she's on magazine covers everywhere. You probably like her. I haven't really, she's an interesting character. She isn't somebody, if she was in a TV show or a movie, I wouldn't go to watch it just because she was in it.
Oh, I loved her in Modern Family. And then whenever I see her in interviews, she just seems like such a spitfire. She just has the timing, and she's not afraid to make fun of herself. And
she's 51
like
years old.
Person.
She got legs that don't stop, and other parts of her body are interesting to look at, but is that all she is? She split from her husband. We were just talking about this guy is the host of the game show.
No idea what. It's a werewolf in True Blood. He's done the Magic Mike series or the franchise.
He's the one that is doing.
He's doing a Deal or No Deal Island.
Deal or No Deal on the Island. Yep. That's it. Thank you, James.
Yeah. I didn't even know that existed.
Came up with that kind of a concept. Well, the old one, what's his face, did it. It was fun. Deal or no deal.
Howie Mandel, yeah.
Howie Mandel did it. Now this guy is on an island. So wait, what? They're gonna, every show is going to be on an island, mm-hmm. right? We've got how many island shows? We have The Survivor on the islands. We have The Amazing Race on an island someplace. We
I
have
feel like one of the Bachelor franchises
oh,
on
yeah.
an island. There are like
island.
Five different dating
Love
shows
island.
That are on
right.
islands.
Anyway, so Vergara says that she wants to have somebody who's thoughtful. Okay, this is going to get very deep. I can see that. Very deep, because she's... this is an article, by the way, in People Magazine. I've never felt stronger. But I don't want any more children, and if I'm around a person who wants more children, it'll be see you later, alligator.
Yes, well, she was open with that. I want to say shortly after her divorce, that seemed to be one of the biggest issues, was that she has a son, and I think Joe wanted
old.
Children, and she's like, I'm at my grandmother age. Like, I'm not ready to be a new mom again. Right. She's like, if I get with somebody, they better come with their own children, because I'm not having any more.
But at 50, hardly old enough to be a grandmother. Yeah, there were plenty of mothers and grandmothers at 50, for sure. 28 after the hour, that's that story on Good Day. Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com. Great buys. Look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.com. Buy to your heart's content and use the promo code DS.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The White House is standing by its response to pro-Palestinian protests causing disruptions at colleges across the nation. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre stated that President Biden has consistently condemned anti-Semitism. She emphasized that while Americans have the right to peaceful protest, they must do so within the confines of the law. The national average for a gallon of regular gas has slightly increased Wednesday, standing at $3.66 a gallon. That's according to AAA. This price remains the same as a week ago, but is 13 cents higher than a month ago. The Federal Reserve is keeping interest rates unchanged as officials want to see more confidence in inflation decreasing before considering rate cuts. The central bank aims to bring inflation down to 2%. Interest rates have stayed at their highest level in more than two decades since July. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's your time to shine, boys and girls. Let your voice be heard live.
Hi, Doug and Jay.
Millions of people around the country will hear your thoughts. Very easy. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
It's going to be a good day. I don't know why, but it feels like love's coming my way. And the sun ain't even shining.
I feel like it's a good day every day. Some days are better, however, Jay, as we know, than others. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Astrologically speaking, today is a bit of everything for everybody. If we had Maria Trilogy, our astrologer here, she would tell you to not be surprised if you feel like you've wandered into an all-you-can-eat buffet, because there's lots of choices to make today. Lots of creative decisions that will be made, lots of self-expression. That's cool. We're just talking about Sofia Vergara and how she is expressing herself with regard to relationships. She actually didn't, when I looked through the article, Jay, she didn't seem like she was setting too high a bar for herself. For somebody who is...
How do you mean?
James, turn your mic off, will you? say that again.
How do you mean? That her only deal breaker was... Nobody
they don't have children.
Children.
Yeah, I would think
they have to come equipped with their own children.
Yeah, I would be. Yeah, I'd like to meet her, have dinner with her, just for the heck of it. What the hey? All right, there's a... we have this week on the American Family Farmer program. It's heard over the weekend on many of these same stations that carry this program. An interview, other than the news that we present that's affecting family farmers and agriculture in our country. We always have a guest. And this week, we invited Dana Sullivan, who's the author and illustrator of a bunch of books called Our Family Farm. They're picture books that are just right for children, I would guess, from when they're beginning to read or be interested in books, Jay, all the way through to maybe 7 or 8 in that area. So if you're interested, great books. If you like the connection that we have, like we try to make connections to our farms with the Food Farm Family segment and the American Family Farmer. For these books, the Our Family Farm picture book series, go to ndfu.org, right? North Dakota Farmers Union, that's what that stands for. NDFU, that's where you got them published, all right? Very cool stuff. Very nicely done. I have an observation, and I'm going to share this because of the voice that you'll hear after I share the story. This is a picture that I've just seen unearthed of a young Joe Biden who in the 60s led a lot of protests of the Vietnam War. And so he has been known to, you know, be interested in that sort of thing over the years as a representative. He's never really done anything except be in public service. But he had forgotten about this, apparently, and some reporter waved a picture in front of him. And now he's become kind of a target because he's trying to denigrate, well, I don't know if denigrate's the right word, but put down the campus protesting, the unrest and stuff, and speak about the anti-war demonstrations as if they were something new. And then he was reminded that he was involved in them when he was in his youth, and so there goes that flag. And meanwhile, conversations that we've had over the years on this program about Joe Biden and about Donald Trump and about a lot of other people that have not been in politics but part of public service or maybe even just part of the public domain, they've sort of been the backbone of my philosophy here on the Good Day program. One of the things that's held true over the years is that I have been true to myself. And nobody better to attest to that than somebody who, for, well, more or less 26, 27 years, was one of the most important cogs in the wheel of the Good Day program. He started out the first day with me 29 years ago. It was June. Wasn't it June or July? When was it we started in?
June of 1997.
Ah, see, he remembers it well, like it was yesterday, in fact.
The date which lives in infamy.
I was at Uri Geller's house in England. Rich and I had never really met. I had a big black box with me that had a big kind of a radio broadcasting system in it. Required 3 phone lines, and I arrived at Uri's. I'd taken the overnight flight to London. I arrived at Uri's house about 10 minutes before we were supposed to go on the air. This is a Monday morning, and Rich had no idea what to expect, of course, and that kind of ran through the many years that we were.
It was our first day ever doing a radio show together, and you roll in just like, hey, what's going on, guys? let me hook up here. I'll be with you in 6 minutes. I'm like, we're on the air in 5.
Yeah, and we were on the air, right?
And we were
went
on
off
the air.
Without a hitch. Ah, but for the good old days. And so I bring Richie in because we've been talking off and on about the change in the Good Day reality, still being on Monday through Friday, and not quite as many hours, but the weekend show that's going to start, and we'll be on from on Saturday and Sunday for 4 hours. Plus, we'll do the usual things that we started. Most of the things that we have on the weekends we started when Richie and I were together at Radio America. Rich didn't know what hit him. And actually, James, you could be a part of this conversation. I was just writing down, Richie, the name of some of the names of the people, going back to Tom Conley, who was before you.
Oh, yeah.
And then you were, I think you did it for, what, 12 years? How many years did you actually sit there and listen to me and run the control board? Was it 12, 13, 14?
No, it was from 97 to 2017, 20 years.
Was it? Really?
Yeah. I mean, I whittled down my job over the years.
Yes, he'd had enough of me, so time to do other things. And so Michael Fortier came in. Who else did we have that was in there after you before?
Nathan. Don't forget Nathan.
Oh, my God, Nathan, yes. He's listening right now, so he'll be upset if we don't talk about him. And then there was Kara, right?
And
I'm trying to, who else did we have? Well, Kara wasn't the last person. We had Phil of all of them, and I don't mean this to slight the others because they were all good in their own way. You were the best because you were emotionally involved, and sometimes your emotions weren't all that pleasant, but you were emotionally involved. See, James, Richie had a bad attitude, and I had to every once in a while straighten him out, kind of like I had to do with you when you first got started.
I don't know if I ever had a bad attitude. I was just very confused. Because I will say, this was, I don't know about you, Rich, but this was my first big venture into big-time radio.
It was his, too.
Yeah. Oh, okay, well, then you were probably in the same boat as me, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
They didn't know anything, but he thought he knew everything.
What he doesn't understand is that we care enough about the program to make sure that he does it right every single morning, and he needs us kind of on his shoulder to tell him when he's straying off the path.
Exactly. Yeah.
Jay, are you listening to all of this? You and Jennifer have played that role as well. Let's have other. How many different people did we have here that you used to have the greatest time with the women who were in my life? That would be a part of the program.
James, the philosophy that I used to have for Doug is which next girlfriend is going to be our new co-host? That was the way it always was. It was like, I'm dating this woman. She's fantastic. She's wonderful. I love her to death. Mm. And then 3 months later, she'd end up being our co-host.
I don't know that I ever thought I loved him.
There was only one he couldn't convince to get behind the microphone.
Yeah, and she was the one that was actually the longest and hardest and most difficult of all of them. But we, I think about Hillary Kramer, and I think about Skinner. Oh, my God, who doesn't think about Skinner, right? And
James,
Roberta.
So much fun. His girlfriend would be screaming at him during the commercial breaks because we disagreed politically.
I couldn't imagine that.
I would make her so upset that she would say,
going
to do anything about him. And Doug would just be, I'm out of this.
Yeah, it wasn't my fight. Because you were a big bully, Richie. That was the problem. You were a big, big bully. Yeah. So anyway, over the years we've had, if I said to you, what was the most interesting moment that you had with me, and then maybe the most annoying moment over the years? Most people who listen to this program and have been listening for a long time, most of the stations that have carried this program have carried it for a long time. So they know Richie.
Yeah.
They know my days at Radio America, where I was for the longest by far of any of the, as Holland Cook lovingly calls them, bastard networks that have existed over time. There aren't many of them left. As we can we can all testify to, Richie and Radio America still exists, but there's not too much else on the landscape. Anyway, so if I said to you, this had been a good, last time we had lunch together, I should have asked you this question, but we were too busy talking about our kids and stuff.
Yeah.
What is the, if you go back in your memory, was there? Well, yeah,
there's so many, but one that popped into my head the other day. Well, I mean, one of my all-time favorite Doug Steffen moments is the one where we had the nutritionist on the radio show to talk about just kind of healthy eating.
Yeah, and I asked her if she was pregnant.
And so Doug was trying to make the point that women are too skinny nowadays. For example, miss, how much do you weigh? She's like, oh, I weigh 140. He's like, oh, you must be pregnant. No, I'm not. And that,
Jay, could you imagine that moment?
So well with all.
Yeah, yes, I could.
Yeah, go ahead, Richie.
So that interview ended about 90 seconds later.
And all right. That one.
So what I was thinking about the other day was when we had Neil Diamond on.
Oh, yes.
And so we're in a commercial break, and we get Neil Diamond on the phone. And you're like, we should get, or I was like, let's see if we can get him to do a promo for us before we go on the air. So I talked to him kind of back channel, and I said, hey, Neil, just wondering if we can get you to do like a 15-second promo just saying, hey, this is Neil Diamond, and I'm on the Doug Steffen, right, and you're listening to the Doug Steffen Show, or Good Day USA. And so I asked him, and his response was just purely classic. Let's see how the interview goes.
Did we ever get, didn't we? We did get a promo out of him, though, didn't you?
You never did end? It. No. Thank you very much. Click.
Yeah. I thought for some reason we did it, but apparently we
and
did not.
The claim to fame was Patti LaBelle. When we woke her up,
she slept up. She went to sleep on us. Yes.
We went into this long question, like 30-second question, and the only thing we hear on the other side of the phone is. I had to wake her up.
Oh my God! Well, listen, we've had our, we've certainly had. No, even if we had bad times, we had good times. I have certainly enjoyed. You are among my favorites, no matter how we slice it. But the world is changing, and so and much of what I've gone through in the last couple of years have been your fault.
Glad to be here for you.
Yeah, I know. It's been a fabulous run, and it doesn't change. It just is taking, it's occupying a different space. But
evolved.
Because a lot, go ahead.
You've been on for so long, and everything evolves. You're a wonderful testament to just hard work and just keeping at it.
Yeah, I guess that's it. That's what I have been. No matter what I do, I've applied myself that same way. But you and I have had a love relationship for these many years, and so I thought it was a fitting way for us to spend a little bit of our last weekday moments in this hour, anyway, together. So Rich McFadden here with Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with Jay and the gang at 48 after the hour. Thanks, Richie.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive HER2-negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Doug Steffen here with my friend Elizabeth Miller, who comes to us from Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is the only one around anywhere that will help you lose weight the natural way and keep it off. All right, let's go over one more time as time allows. The deal, 50% off in essence for the products at toploss.com. That includes Calitren, which is your number one product.
Yes, and if you want to do a custom pack or maybe you want to call and speak to one of our Calitren consultants, tell us your specific needs. We can also build you custom packs by the phone, too. So toploss.com or call us 833-TOPLOSS.
One of the great things about this, by the way, use Doug and you get free shipping and access to all these things, but you can get a counselor to help you in your weight loss efforts, and that's a fabulous thing unique to the Calitren folks. Toploss.com is where you go. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller here from Calitren to help us all be inspired as spring has sprung. Let's lose some weight.
Hear that? It's the gentle sound of a waterfall on your hike. And if you were here, you'd take a deep breath of fresh air.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here.
because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is some nasty music from Black Sabbath. This is the kind of stuff I used to play as a disc jockey. I had this job for a year in Boston on a progressive radio station, and it was horror. It was, I just couldn't wait to get another job. Oh, listening to that stuff. Ah. All right, so Chucka, why are we playing that?
That theme was used in Iron Man, which came out this day. A very important day in the annals, Doug, of movie history. May 2nd, 2008, Iron Man is released in theaters, becomes a big hit. The casting of Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark, Iron Man, was pitch perfect. And then the studio decides, let's make our own division to create only superhero movies called Marvel Studios. It culminates in 2019, with Avengers Endgame, which made $1 billion worldwide in its first weekend.
Wow.
And the industry was completely altered by these two events and everything in between with the superhero craze. They basically put all the resources and energy into making these movies. Last few years, I think this genre has, to some extent, crashed and burned, but they're going to continue on. And I believe that in the next couple of years, when Marvel does this Avengers and Avengers Secret Wars, Chris Evans is coming back, I believe, as Captain America. And I actually do believe, it's not confirmed, but I do believe Robert Downey Jr. will come back for a huge paycheck to play Iron Man in some sort of an alternative universe as Tony Stark. And they're going to just keep rebooting, regurgitating.
Wow.
And so on and so forth.
There's money in them, our hills, Chucker. That's what the deal is, right?
But having said that, as good as many memories as the superhero genre has given a lot of people, including myself, it's really damaged the industry in a very bad way because they need to do a diverse type product in the marketplace and give people other things, comedies and romantic comedies and drama, you know, and they've really gone away from that stuff, and it's perplexing.
Some decent rom-coms this year. That one with Sydney Sweeney. And
that did well. Actually, you know, I read on Deadline Hollywood, they do an analysis, and they're very good at it. Net profit for that movie, Anyone But You, $103 million profit. Net profit. That's really good. Good for her, good for him.
And they're doing another movie together because they had such good chemistry. So that's not all bad. I saw a story about Kate Winslet, who apparently is going to play a World War II photographer in a story about a person named Lee Miller. And apparently this is something that's close to her. She's also in that thing, what is it, Regime? I'm trying to figure out what that's all about. Have you seen that? I think it's on HBO.
No, I've not.
Have you heard about it? What have you heard about it?
Not really. I have not.
She seems to like doing these series that are 8 to 10 episodes. Like she did that thing last year about the detective in a little town on Long Island.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
That was very good.
There was a survey online, 2,000 moviegoers, and they said, what is the running time that you think is the best for a feature film in a movie theater?
Yeah.
And they came up with 92 minutes.
Nah.
I have always felt it was an hour and 45. A lot of my favorite films are right around there.
I want to stay in the movie as long as the movie is good. I don't care whether it's 2 hours, 3 hours. That movie that Scorsese did, was it The Irishman with De Niro? And that was 3 hours
Not
and something.
Long.
But no, it was a good movie.
Really?
It was.
Okay.
If you're enjoying it, you're not looking at the clock unless it's you who just has ants in your pants and you want to get out of the theater. But if it's a good story, that's what binge watching is all about, isn't it?
Well,
I sat one night.
You're talking about it, the comfort of your home versus I'm talking in a movie theater.
Well, that's
in
mostly
a movie
comfortable.
In a movie theater. Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago on a Saturday night, I was home in L.A. and I watched four. All four seasons, or close to the, I don't know how many episodes of Krasinski as Jack Ryan. That's some of the best stuff he's done, and that's been some of the best. He and Michael Collins, but Wendell Pierce, I think he's fabulous. I love him. Those were really well done. And I think you said they don't want to do any more of them because he wants too much money. My son may have told me that. I don't know who told me, but.
Yeah, I think it was your son.
Yeah, it's very well done, that stuff. So anyway, okay,
don't
pay any attention to Chuck or just listen to me. This is the
see you tomorrow.
Yes, I will talk with you tomorrow. Chuck Curry, Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner, 59 after the hour here on Good Day.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.